Okay, imagine for a moment that Congress met in Washington only half the time that it met, and the other sessions were held by getting on a plane and going to Austin or Indianapolis. That is actually the situation with the European Union, where they have something they call the traveling circus. The European Parliament commutes between two official seats, Brussels, Belgium, and Strasbourg, France. Eleanor Beardsley sends this report.
Every month, 11 trucks are loaded with 3,000 trunks of documents belonging to European parliamentarians to make the 220-mile trek from Brussels to Strasbourg and back again. As stipulated by treaty, members must hold 12 plenary sessions in Strasbourg to debate and vote upon the laws they've already drawn up at Parliament headquarters in Brussels. A British member of the Parliament, Gary Titley, has been commuting between the two cities for 17 years.
It damages the public image of the Parliament because we're seen as a sort of revolving circus. Quite difficult to legislate effectively if you've got to up tools and come storming down to Strasbourg for a week.
Opponents of the move say it costs European taxpayers $265 million a year for 732 parliamentarians and their assistants. That's about 3,000 people to commute to Strasbourg every month. Last May, a Swedish parliamentarian started an online petition demanding the parliament stop wasting taxpayers' money and choose Brussels as the only parliamentary seat. This fall, the petition acquired its millionth signature. In the center of Strasbourg is a statue of a mother holding her German and French sons, who have killed each other in battle. After 60 years of peace, Strasbourg has become a symbol of both Franco-German reconciliation and European peace, the twin pillars of the European Union. Across town, lawmakers debate at the European Parliament, a spectacular complex of modern architecture where glass elevators and spacious atriums surround the world's largest parliamentary dome. Here, legislators have access to simultaneous translation in 22 languages, from Finnish to Italian.
Per quanto riguarda gli esempi,
en ze hebben toch inderdaad de nodige middelen om hun dienst te
ontwikkelen. It is this diversity that is Europe's greatest resource, says Gérard Onesta, a French member of Parliament.
Perhaps we can just work with one language. We can just want one side, but Europe, it's unity in diversity. That's why we are here. If we forgot that part of a project, it's not really the European project.
It would take a unanimous vote of all the European Union countries to end the commute, but reformers say the French government is blocking any real discussion of the issue because it wants to keep the parliament in Strasbourg. Edith Massimlok is a Dutch parliamentarian and one of the organizers of the one-seat reform campaign.
I mean, the European Union is, of course, first and foremost a peacemaking project. But that initial beautiful idea has turned into a grotesquely inefficient situation. This is one of the reasons why the citizens of Europe are losing faith in what we're doing here.
But those arguments and the million-signature petition have so far failed to sway Paris, which insists that the EU stick to its original agreements. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Strasbourg.